It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Georgia Bulldog fans have been rejoicing all week long as Georgia has extended Kirby Smart through the end, well, all the way through 2033. The thing is this is like the second extension that he's actually gotten in the last, I don't know, year and a half. He was already extended through like 2031 back in 2022. And so they gave him two more years on the end of his contract and gave him a bump in pay. I think that's the kind of the thing that most Georgia fans, and well, Kirby Smart too, probably are pretty excited about. It takes him from being like the second or third highest paid coach in all of college football, and it takes him all the way to being the highest paid coach, and deservedly so. I don't think there's any doubt that Kirby Smart, if he's not the best coach in the country, he's definitely like in the top three. Top five seems like a little long for him. In my opinion, you know, it went Saban and Kirby. So Saban's not there now because he's retired. So it's got to be Kirby. So, again, depending on what area of the country that you live in, you're going to make an argument for whatever school or coach that you want to make an argument for. And no matter where you're coming from in that argument, the one thing that you cannot do is exclude Kirby Smart from the argument of being the best coach in college football. Can't do it. He's got to be in the conversation. $1.75 million pay bump is what he's going to get. $13 million annually starting now. $13 million a year. So again, like in the world of coaching and coaching terms, a $1.75 million pay bump like isn't much to write home about. Like that's a lot of money to you and I, but to Kirby Smart, $1.75 million, eh. But again, the reason that exists is to make him the highest paid coach in the country. That's the whole point behind this. Before they got him this contract, Dabo up in Clemson, Dabo Swinney, was the highest paid coach in all of the land. He was making about 11, and coming into this year, he was going to get a pay bump of about $500,000 in 2024. It was going to take him from 11 million to 11 and a half. He was going to be your highest paid coach until they did what they did with Kirby. So is Kirby a better coach than Dabo? Look at the results of the programs over the last several years, particularly the last five. Look at the records. Hell, in the last 3 years, let's just do that. The sample size, let's shorten the sample size. In the last 3 years, you've really seen Clemson kind of take a back seat and become a second-tier program. Not a national championship program. That's not really what Clemson is right now. It's not even the way they're perceived right now, I don't believe. I mean, even in their own conference. Florida State. That's the king of the ACC or the Seminoles. Clemson's not on that pedestal anymore. Over the last three seasons, while Clemson has taken a step back, the Georgia Bulldogs are 42-2 over the last 3 years. 42-2, both losses coming to the Alabama Crimson Tide. I mean, I live in Georgia, you know, so to me, there's not much of an argument here. if Dabo was supposed to be the standard bearer because of what his contract is, Kirby's had a lot more success, a lot more recent success. Doesn't Clemson only have one national championship, by the way, under the Dabo, in the Dabo regime? Like, I know they've got a bunch of Final Fours, college football playoffs. I think they played for the national championship at least a couple of times and maybe didn't win. But I feel like they've only won one national championship, and that was like 2016, 2017. Kirby's got more championships recently. Kirby's got more championships in his tenure at Georgia than Dabo does at Clemson, total. And the record recently is not even close. Not even close. Kirby is 94-16 total at Georgia. And is going into his ninth year, 94-16. It's pretty good. 63 players from the University of Georgia, while Kirby Smart has been there, have been drafted to the NFL. 63 players. That's more than an NFL roster. There's 55 guys on an NFL roster. Kirby has sent more guys to the NFL than an NFL team would have roster spots for. Put that in perspective just for a minute. SEC coach. SEC coach of the year, 2017, 2021, 2022, three-time coach of the year in the SEC. I don't see where this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Making the college football playoff, certain wins, like if he wins 10 games a year that particular year, there are also incentives which could get him paid even more. If he hits all of his incentives on an annual basis, there's potential for him to make like another $1.5 million just on incentives. So it's not a very big incentive-laden contract. It's basically Georgia saying to Kirby, we don't need you to prove yourself. If you do, great. We'll throw you a little bit more money, but the base pay is this because you've earned it. That's basically what the Georgia Bulldogs are saying to Kirby Smart. We don't need you to go and earn incentives because the production is – the proof is in the pudding, right? Production's there. 42-2 over the last 3 years. That's nuts. That's nuts. I think there's a real argument. I think there's a real argument that if Nick Saban, let's just pretend Nick Saban didn't exist, I think there's a real argument that not only does Georgia win the back-to-back national championships, I think they win the one in 2017, so that's three. I think they win the one last year. That's at least four. That's at least four national championships that Kirby would have won if he didn't have the thorn in his neck of Alabama. If you want to take a shot, if you want to do that, because I know Alabama fans will, the Alabama fan is going to tell you, how is he the highest paid coach when he can't beat Alabama? Kirby only beat Alabama one time. One time. Everything else was a whiff. No matter where they played him, regular season, SEC title game, playoff, didn't matter. One time in that national championship game. That's it. So the Alabama fan, that's what they're going to argue. They're going to tell you, well, should he be the highest paid coach? Or should the guy at Alabama be the highest paid coach because he can't beat Alabama? And, of course, the easy argument here, well, the guy at Alabama hasn't beaten Georgia. The guy at Alabama hadn't beaten anybody because the guy at Alabama just stepped in the door. So we don't know what we're getting out of him. We know what we've got in Kirby. We've got 42-2 in the last 3 years. We've got 94-16 total in eight seasons. He's going to pass 100 wins unless the wheels fall off in 2024. 100 wins in under 10 years. That's, I mean, I'm not a math major. That's more than 10 wins a year. Yeah, I just checked my math. That's what it is. It's more than 10 wins a year. It's not an incentive-based contract. It's $1.5 million, you know, if you win 10 games or if you make the college football playoff or, you know, if you're in the Final Four or if you win a national championship, like, here's a little bit more money. Like, he really needs it. It's just not. He's a good coach. Good job, Georgia.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the baseball diamond, the Lowndes County Vikings have advanced to the Final Four in the 7A GHSA Baseball State Tournament. The Vikings swept South Forsyth and will play North Paulding for the right to play for a state title. The Ware County Gators also advanced to the Final Four in the 5A playoffs, taking 2 of 3 from Greater Atlanta Christian, and will play Cartersville in the state semifinals. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Jason Bishop Show.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun.
On paper, at the beginning of the season last year, the Georgia schedule looked to be pretty soft. It ended up not being as soft, especially there at the end. There was a nice little gauntlet there for Georgia to have to go through at the end, which, of course, included the SEC championship game, which they fell short in. But, you know, the schedule last year looked soft for the Dogs. At the end was pretty much anything but. You look at the schedule for this year, for 2024, I'm not saying it's murderer's row, right? I'm not saying that the Georgia Bulldogs are going to play murderer's row in 2024. And, of course, things change as the season goes on. But looking at the schedule before we get into it and before, like, teams have a chance to step up or fail their expectations, I look at this Georgia schedule and I'm like, okay, I see 9 wins that I feel pretty comfortable with. Now, there are some games I have circled where I'm like, I'm not so sure. I'm not saying that I don't think Georgia will be favored in those games, because I think Georgia's going to be favored in every single game that they play this year. But there are 3 games that I have circled over on the schedule over here that I think could present some problems. And there's another game that I didn't circle. Actually, you know what? I'll circle the games that are kind of like second-tier games to me, and I'll just say – I definitely see, for sure, 100% 7 wins I feel good about these other two games that I circled, but I feel like there are definitely seven wins for sure on the Georgia Bulldogs schedule. And then there are five games, which I think they'll win. I think Georgia's going to go undefeated. But there are five games which, you know, the national sports media are definitely going to hype. They're definitely going to try and cast shade on the ability of Georgia to win these football games, these five that I have circled. So, you know, we'll look at those. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Valdosta Nissan, continues Saturday, May 18th with a classic rock all-star band, World Classic Rockers. Experience live performances of your favorite rock and roll hits, including Don't Stop Believin', More Than a Feeling, Born to Be Wild, Freebird, and more. Concert admission is included with your season pass, on sale now at wildadventures.com. Kids 3 to 5 years old can enjoy free fun with a free pre-K pass. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. Okay, so the five games. Well, let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the very beginning. Neutral site game against Clemson is how Georgia's season's going to start. I did not circle this game. This is not a game that I feel like that Clemson has a shot in. I just spent half a segment ago talking about the difference between the Georgia program and the Clemson program and where those two are. I mean, right now in the preseason poll that just came out, Clemson is the highest-ranked ACC team, and they're ranked 14th in the country. Let that sink in. The ACC, their highest-ranked team, checked in at 14th in the country. Do the math. That's my point. Georgia, of course, was ranked number one. So Georgia's ranked first. Clemson's ranked 14th. That will be, you know, that'll be the rankings will change between now and that time that game comes around. But you're gonna be somewhere in that point. I think most rankings are gonna have Georgia one or two. You know, if Georgia's not ranked first in whatever poll they're in, it'll probably be Ohio State. But it's gonna be Georgia either one or two, and Clemson's gonna be somewhere in that 12 to 16 range. So that's what this game is. Does Clemson have a chance to beat Georgia in Atlanta? No. I didn't circle this game. This is not a game that I'm concerned that Clemson will give Georgia a problem, or Clemson will hang around, or maybe even be there at the end. This is a 2-touchdown to 3-touchdown victory for Georgia. This game won't be close. Clemson will not ever, at any point in the contest, have a chance to win the football game. Won't happen. The second game that's on the Georgia schedule is Tennessee Tech. That game's at home. You know, that's a payout game. That's a game where Georgia gets some experience, gets some players in that they want to take a look at. Guys get on the field. Then they go to Kentucky. I've got this game circled. Jason, you've got Kentucky? You've got Kentucky? Yes, I do, because they're going to Kentucky. Now, one thing Kirby Smart has done, if you remember, in the old Mark Richt days, Georgia would seem to always struggle with Kentucky, especially when they went to Lexington. Kirby Smart hasn't really struggled with Kentucky. Maybe I think there was a season where the game was close, but most of the time, Georgia is blowing Kentucky out. I feel like that is probably the most likely scenario, but there's something about going into Kentucky that still concerns me. Stoops has done a good job there in Lexington. The cupboard is not bare in Kentucky. They have talent. Is it good enough to beat Georgia? Personally, I don't think so. But I do think Kentucky hangs around in this football game. Georgia probably pulls away late, but I think Kentucky just kind of hangs around and makes this game maybe a little closer than what people thought. The next week, and that's another thing, Georgia's got Kentucky, and then the very next week, they've got a big game in Tuscaloosa where they go to Alabama. So is the Georgia team going to be completely focused on playing Kentucky the week before they go to Alabama? They'll go to Tuscaloosa. Before Nick Saban retired, I had gone on record and said, there ain't no way the Dogs are going to Tuscaloosa and beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa. That was when Nick Saban was there, because of all of the history that Nick Saban has beating Georgia. Nick Saban was very good at beating Georgia. That's why he's got so many national championships, because, especially in the last few years, he had to go through Georgia, and he went through Georgia. He beat Georgia. Saban was good at beating Georgia. He's not there. Kalen DeBauer is. Did a good job at Washington, sure. But is he a good enough coach to be able to outcoach Kirby Smart and win the football game? I don't know the answer to that. I will tell you that roster-wise, he's got a pretty decent roster. But, of course, after Saban retired, you saw a mass exodus, especially with elite players, the five-star kids that were on the field already transferring out to go elsewhere. The cupboard is not as full at Alabama as it normally is. The roster for Georgia is deeper. Because of that, I feel like Georgia is going to go in here and win that game. Now, that's probably going to be one of the closest games that Georgia plays. I think Alabama is going to give Georgia everything they want. I'm going to take Georgia by like 10 points, touchdown, a field goal. I'll take the Dogs in Tuscaloosa by 10. That's a good football game. That will be a competitive football game. Georgia will then host Auburn. You know, that Georgia-Auburn rivalry, you just never know, especially when the teams play at home. A lot of times the home team loses these football games, but boy, Georgia has demolished Auburn the last few years. Auburn now trying to get things, you know, back on the tracks. New coaching hire, new staff, you know, brought in a whole bunch of players from the transfer portal. You know, Auburn probably puts up a good fight, but in the end, Georgia makes this game ugly. Mississippi State at home. Mississippi State was a pretty decent football team last year. I like Georgia in a blowout. I didn't believe in Mississippi State last year. I believe in them even less this year. I like Georgia in a blowout there. And then, of course, on October 19th, Georgia will head to Texas to play the Longhorns. Texas is going to be ranked in the top five at this point. Georgia is going to be ranked in the top five at this point. College game day will be there. Anybody that has anything to do with college football will be there at this game. This is going to be a premier game, maybe the biggest game of the college football season, especially with Texas joining the SEC. That's going to be the narrative. Can Texas beat Georgia? Texas went to Tuscaloosa last year and beat Alabama. Granted, they weren't a member of the conference at the time. They will be this time. This will be a conference game. This will impact who gets to Atlanta to play in the SEC championship game. This game is probably going to determine who ends up with a first-round bye in the college football playoff. One of these two teams, you know, is going to be in Atlanta. You know, maybe Texas finds a way back or Georgia finds a way back if they lose this game to still find their way into Atlanta with the new pod system. You know, I don't really know how that's going to work. But more than likely, the winner of this game is going to probably play somebody else in the SEC title game. They'll probably win the SEC title game. They'll end up getting a first-round bye. So this game really is for a first-round bye in the college football playoff and for bragging rights. It's going to be tough for Georgia to go to Texas and win over there. Texas is a very good football team. Ewers, they're already talking about him as a number one pick overall pick in the NFL draft. But, you know, they're talking about Carson Beck the same way. So I don't know. This game to me is a real circle game. It's a coin flip. I'll take Georgia by 4 points. I'll take Georgia go on the road and win by 4 over Texas. Then, of course, we're going to have the Georgia-Florida world's largest outdoor cocktail party. By this point of the season, when Florida rolls into Jacksonville, there's going to be a lot of talk about Billy Napier being replaced. Billy Napier, Florida will come limping into this game. Billy Napier will probably be a formality at this point that he's not going to retain the job at Florida. Their schedule is just brutal. The SEC did them no favors when they paired them in their pod system and who their rivals are and who they have to play in their schedule. Even their out-of-conference schedule is nuts. Yeah, Billy Napier is going to need that game to even have a chance to retain his job. He's going to have to win that game just to have a chance. Even if he wins it, he still might end up getting canned at the end of the season. I just don't think he's going to win it, and I don't think it's going to matter even if he does. I think Florida moves on from Billy Napier, but I think Georgia blows out Florida and just reassures the Florida fans that it's time to move on from the Billy Napier experience. Georgia is then going to go to Ole Miss. That's another game I've got circled. Lane Kiffin hadn't won really a big game yet in the SEC. Lane's a good coach. You know what? Like, people bang on Lane Kiffin, and I understand to a certain point why, but this guy is a good football coach. He is a few big wins away from being considered an elite football coach. Right now, people think of him as a very good football coach. But if he starts winning big games, he's going to catapult himself into that echelon of what Kirby is, Dabo is, Ryan Day, you know, those types of coaches. But he's got to win some big games. He's got to start beating some folks with Ole Miss. He's got a good football team, did another good job recruiting. You know, so we'll see how that goes. The game is at home. I look at the Georgia roster and I look at the Ole Miss roster. Grand Canyon difference. Georgia's got too much talent. The very next week after that, Georgia will host Tennessee. Got this game circled too. Tennessee's going to be looking for some revenge. They feel like that they're getting better. They feel like that they are going to start competing for SEC championships. They feel like they've got the train back on the tracks, the pieces in place. They did beat Alabama a couple of years ago. They're going to be looking for that win again. That win against Georgia is key, right? For Tennessee, you got to beat Georgia if you're going to do anything of any consequence in the SEC. That goes for everybody that's kind of in Georgia's pod or going to be on Georgia's schedule. At this point, it's the dogs. It's you got to go through Georgia, and Tennessee's no different, so they'll be looking to do that. Don't think, roster, right? Don't think they've got the roster to get it done. Georgia will then host UMass. That'll be an easy win, and then they'll finish against Georgia Tech at home in Athens. I'm not going to say Georgia's not going to blow out Georgia Tech like they'll blow out UMass, but they will beat Georgia Tech convincingly in that football game. So again, I've got 7 wins for sure. I've got 5 games circled that might give Georgia some problems, but again, I'm picking Georgia in all of them, all the circle games. I got Georgia going undefeated.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simons Island favorite, fun in Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Yeah, I've said this before to folks. I've said it on this show that this state, the state of Georgia, which is where this show airs, this state, as far as the NFL goes, with NFL team affiliations, the way this state is set up is the southeast portion of the state. So where you've got like Brunswick and St. Simons, Woodbine, St. Mary's, Kingsland, Folkestone, like that corner of the state. In the NFL, as far as fandom, you're going to find a lot more Jaguar fans than you are Falcon fans. Now, the rest of the state, it's all Falcons. The Jaguars have zero influence in the rest of the state. But in that small little corner there in southeast Georgia, you know, there are a lot of Jaguar fans. And I'm not saying there aren't Falcon fans. There are. I'm just saying the Jaguar fandom in southeast Georgia will rival the Atlanta Falcon fandom in southeast Georgia as well. It's almost a 50-50 split, if I don't think that, especially when you get in the Kingsland area, the Camden County area, there's a lot of Jaguar fans. That's Jaguar country in Georgia. There's a lot of Jaguar fans. In those parts, the Jaguar fandom probably outnumbers the Falcon fandom. Just being real with you, I know Falcon fans are like, what? Yes, I am dead serious. As a matter of fact, had a conversation with somebody yesterday where I was expressing this very thought, and I told her that in this part of the country, there are fans that are Jaguar fans and, of course, Georgia Bulldog fans, and they refer themselves as Dogwars. And you do the math on the verbiage. Dogwars. Yeah. I think that was actually first brought to my attention by Jeff Doak. If you don't know who Jeff Doak is, he is the legendary voice of the Frederica Academy Knights. He's the one that first mentioned that to me. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense. So with that being said, I am one of those folks. I am one of those folks that is a Jaguar fan. And the NFL draft was a head scratcher for me. I didn't understand what they were doing, but they didn't ask my opinion. I was waiting on my phone to ring for the Jaguar folks to ask Jason Bishop what to do. You know, that's happened in the past. Didn't happen this draft. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So not very long ago, the opponents for the Jacksonville Jaguars for the 2024, all of the NFL teams were released or who they were going to play. And so the Jaguars' home games consists of the Patriots, the Jets, the Packers, Vikings, Browns, Texans, Colts, and Titans. Of course, the Texans, Colts, and Titans are division rivals, so they'll not only play them at home, but they'll also venture to the road to play those teams too. The road teams that they're going to play, the Eagles, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Lions, the Bears, the Raiders, Texans, Colts, and Titans. That road schedule is brutal. That is a tough, tough road schedule. The home schedule's not so bad. I look at the home schedule, and I think there's a realistic chance that the Jaguars could win every single home game that they play. I think that it's there for them to do. Patriots, yeah, that's a W. Jets, for sure. Now, I've got the Packers circled in a 50-50 game. That'll be a good football game, but that's a game the Jaguars can get. The Vikings, Kirk Cousins is not there anymore. Remember, they signed Josh Dobbs last year, a quarterback, and, of course, they traded up to get McCarthy. So, you know, they're kind of resetting themselves at quarterback, so I don't think they're going to have a good enough quarterback play to be able to beat the Jaguars. So I've got the Vikings losing there to the Jags. I like the Jags to beat the Browns. And then, you know, the Texans, Colts, and Titans, because those are all home games, and those teams always beat each other. You know, if you win one, you lose the other. But I'll just say, you know, just for argument's sake, that the Jags and you know, there may be a sweep or two here in that division, but I'm going to say the Jags win all three games, and I'm going to say that they go 8-0 at home. 8-0 at home for the Jags. On the road, completely different story. Eagles, Bills, Dolphins, Lions, Bears, Raiders, Texans, Colts, Titans. Jags aren't beating the Eagles. Not on the road. Jags aren't beating the Bills on the road. Plus, both of those are cold weather games. And depending on where they fall in the calendar, weather in those places, if it's cold, it gets brutal. Now, maybe a little bit better weather game for the Jags, something they'll be used to. They'll take the short trip down to Miami to play the Dolphins. I say short trip from Jacksonville to Miami, it's like 7 hours. But still, if you're driving it, of course, they won't drive it. They'll probably hop on a plane. But the Dolphins are very talented, very talented. I've got that game circled too, right? Like coin flip game, Jags-Dolphins, coin flip game. I'm going to give the Dolphins the benefit of the doubt since they're at home. The Jags will also have the Lions on the road, not winning that game. They will beat the Raiders. They will beat the Bears, both of those games on the road. I'll give them a loss at Houston. I will give them a win over Indianapolis on the road, and I'll give them a loss at Tennessee. So that puts them on the road 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4, 1-4, 2-4, 2-5, 3-5, 3-6. I've got them 3-6 on the road. I've got them 8-0 at home. You do the math, put that together. That's an 11-6 record. That's good enough to get the Jags to the playoffs. 11-6, even with the road struggles and that tough road schedule, the home schedule's a little more friendlier. So, got the Jags at 11-6 getting in to the playoffs. It's going to be a good, man, Jag games are tons of fun. Tons of fun. They need to pack the stadium out more. Jacksonville, I'm talking to you.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel-and-eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top-shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization.
So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It is time to pull the trigger on buying that house you've had your eye on. It is time to close with Kaysen. Thomas Kaysen of Keller Williams is a premier agent here in the Golden Isles. Originally from St. Simons, Thomas understands this market and can help guide you through it. 912-704-8223 or online at closewithkaysenrealty.com or swing on in and see us on St. Simons at 122 Professional Park across from the airport. And remember, it is time to close with Kaysen.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
There's been a development in the NBA playoffs. I've said the last 2 weeks on this show that in the Western Conference that the Thunder were going to come out of the Western Conference, that no one was going to be able to beat the Thunder, the Nuggets. The Nuggets were going to come out of the Western Conference, and they would beat the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. And the development that we've had happen is all of a sudden the Nuggets find themselves down 2-0 in the Western Conference Semifinals to the Timberwolves. If Minnesota finds a way to knock off those Nuggets, all bets are off as far as that Western Conference goes. I think that the Thunder are up on the Mavs in the Western Conference semifinals. I don't think Dallas plays enough defense to stop Oklahoma City. So, I like the Thunder to advance. And then, if you get Minnesota and Oklahoma City in the Western Conference finals, flip a coin. That guy's going to go 7 games. And, personally, I would take the Thunder. I would take the Thunder in a series against the Timberwolves. Now, I also think the Nuggets are good enough to come back from a 2-0 deficit and come back to beat the Timberwolves. We'll see. But the development is, right now, the Timberwolves have a 2-0 lead over what was my favorite to win the Western Conference Finals. And if my favorite goes out, all bets are off, and I'm gonna give a slight lean. I'm gonna give a slight lean to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Over in the Western Conference or the Eastern Conference, Boston's already taken a 1-0 lead over Cleveland. And on the other side, the Pacers and the Knicks. The Knicks lead 2-0 over the Pacers. In my opinion, the Eastern Conference, there's been one question. The question remains. Is there anybody in the Eastern Conference that's good enough to beat Boston? So far, the answer is no. And, the Knicks are having this magical season, this magical run here where they're garnering a lot of national attention with possibly how good people think this team is and how far they think this team can go. Are the Knicks good enough to beat the Celtics? Now, I think that they'll get past the Pacers. I think the Knicks get past the Pacers, but are the Knicks good enough to beat the Celtics? The answer is no. The Celtics will come out of the Eastern Conference. They'll break Knicks fans' hearts again because Knicks fans, they love that stuff. They love having their heart broken. If they didn't, they wouldn't be a Knicks fan. That's a fair statement. If you don't like your heart being broken, don't be a Knicks fan because that's kind of what they do. So I've got Celtics. I still got Celtics Nuggets, but I can certainly see now a scenario where you might have Celtics Thunder or Celtics Timberwolves. One thing's for sure, you're going to have the Celtics. The Celtics are going to be there. But right now, that Western Conference, who knows? Close your eyes and just put your finger on a team, because I have no idea. Unless the Nuggets find a way to come back from a 2-0 deficit, you know, I'm sticking with the Nuggets. I'm sticking with the Nuggets to come back and beat Minnesota from a 2-0 hole. That's what I'm doing. Write it down.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Gotta have those ducts clean and ready too. Call Air Adjusters and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489.
We all know the legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey clubs, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. And coming soon, you can grab Max not only in the Sterling location, but also off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, right next to Grandy's. The legendary Max Barbecue, 912-275-8271, and give them a like on Facebook.
It is time to pull the trigger on buying that house you've had your eye on. It is time to close with Kaysen. Thomas Kaysen of Keller Williams is a premier agent here in the Golden Isles. Originally from St. Simons, Thomas understands this market and can help guide you through it. 912-704-8223 or online at closewithkaysenrealty.com. Or swing on in and see us on St. Simons at 122 Professional Park across from the airport. And remember, it is time to close with Kaysen. Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook. I'm a baseball guy, and so with that being said, you know, living in Georgia, that automatically qualifies me as an Atlanta Braves fan. And as a baseball guy, one of the things that I believe is that if you are a first-round draft pick in the Major League Baseball draft, whether you're coming out of high school or whether they draft you out of college, to me it doesn't matter. If you're a first-round draft pick in the major leagues for a Major League Baseball franchise,
if you don't turn into an above average major league player, you are a huge bust. There's no excuse for a player to be touted enough, believed in enough, and as an amateur, whether it's in college or high school, to have that much talent to where these Major League Baseball scouts, who most of them know what they're doing, to draft you in the first round, and then you turn into a platoon player. You turn into a fourth outfielder. You turn into a journeyman. Unless you get injured, right? Unless you've had some, like, catastrophic injury. You blow out an elbow. You break a leg. Or, you know, something that you're just not going to be able to recover fully from to that level that you were before the injury. Jared Kelnick has not had such an injury. Jared Kelnick is a former first-round draft pick for the Seattle Mariners. Last season, he hit 11 home runs, and at 24 years of age, the Seattle Mariners gave up on him and sent him to Atlanta, and they got a little bit back for him. And so the Braves were kind of hoping that Kelnick would become their everyday player. Well, we get into spring training, and he stunk. He stunk in spring training so badly that Atlanta went and signed Adam Duvall to come in and platoon with Jared Kelnick. Now, what's going to eventually happen is Adam Duvall is going to end up playing every day, and Jared Kelnick is going to become exactly what he is, which is a bench player, a fourth outfielder. Eventually, that's going to happen. We're a month, more than a month, into the Major League Baseball season, and Jared Kelnick just this week hit his first home run of the season. First home run of the season. He's a former number one pick. He's got a high average. Great. Good. You're a former number one pick, and you're singling the ball to death. Fantastic. Good for you. Here's the alarming thing about Jared Kelnick. He's playing part-time. Remember that. He is platooning with Adam Duvall. He's playing part-time, and so thus, he only has 77 at-bats on the season. 77 at-bats. Remember, he's not a power hitter. He's a guy that singles the ball to death. 77 at-bats, and in those 77 at-bats, he's got 27 strikeouts. Those are power hitter numbers. The dude has struck out a third of his at-bats, and he's a singles hitter. 77 at-bats, 27 strikeouts. That's nuts. That is nuts. Just giving you my two cents on Jared Kelnick. When all is said and done at the end of the season, Adam Duvall is going to end up being your everyday left fielder, and Kelnick may not even be on the roster in the end.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show.
Stinks.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the baseball diamond, the Lowndes County Vikings have advanced to the Final Four in the 7A GHSA Baseball State Tournament. The Vikings swept South Forsyth and will play North Paulding for the right to play for a state title. The Ware County Gators also advanced to the Final Four in the 5A playoffs, taking 2 of 3 from Greater Atlanta Christian, and will play Cartersville in the state semifinals. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Jason Bishop Show.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back. back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun. Oh, you're shrimping.